She started to sob during the next sequence, and when we stopped, she said, "I saw how little I was. The brutalization of the little girl. It was not my fault." I nodded and said, "That's right. Stay there." The next round ended with Kathy reporting, "I'm picturing my life now. My big me holding my little me, saying, 'You are safe now.'" I nodded encouragingly and continued. The images kept coming. "I have pictures of a bulldozer flattening the house I grew up in. It's over." Then Kathy started on a different track. "I am thinking about how much I like Jeffrey," a boy in one of her classes, "thinking that he might not want to hang out with me, thinking I can't handle it. I have never been someone's girlfriend before, and I don't know how." I asked her what she thought she needed to know, and began the next sequence. "Now there is a person who just wants to be with me. It is too simple. I don't know how to just be myself around men. I am petrified." As she tracked my finger, Kathy started to sob. When I stopped, she told me, "I had an image of Jeffrey and me sitting in the coffee house. My father comes in the door. He starts screaming at the top of his lungs, and he's wielding an axe. He says, 'I told you that you belong to me.' He puts me on top of the table. Then he rapes me. And then he rapes Jeffrey." She was crying hard now. "How can you be open with somebody when you have visions of your dad raping you and then raping us both?" I wanted to comfort her, but I knew it was more important to keep her associations moving. I asked her to focus on what she felt in her body. "I feel it in my forearms, in my shoulders, and my right chest. I just want to be held." We continued the EMDR, and when we stopped, Kathy looked relaxed. I heard Jeffrey say, "It's okay," that he was sent here to take care of me, and that it was not anything that I did, and that he just wants to be with me for my sake. Again, I asked what she felt in her body. "I feel really peaceful. A little bit shaky, like when you're using new muscles. Some relief. Jeffrey knows all this already. I feel like I'm alive, and that it's all over. But I am afraid that my father has another little girl, and that makes me very, very sad. I want to save her."